I do not know if overnight lows in the 20s are comfortable for reindeer when they are exerting themselves. I know that that would be too warm for sled dogs, with what I've learned from people at the John Beargree Sled Dog Marathon, but I'm not really sure about those overnight temperatures for reindeer. Perhaps it could be a little warm for reindeer. I don't know. A guy who probably knows is Larry Weber, our host of Backyard Almanac. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, we don't hear this song very much anymore, but there was a song out, What Would Happen, essentially saying what would happen if there was no snow on Christmas. How would Santa get around? So I would suggest if it's too warm, they'll just cancel the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know, Larry. Gosh, thanks so much. It's been great talking to you, Larry. And
However, there's a few other things that won't be canceled. Tomorrow is the solstice, so I want to be the first to tell you happy solstice. It is the shortest day of the year, daylight. Now, it isn't much different from today or from the day after tomorrow, but here is the difference. If you looked up the sunrise today, it is 7:50, okay, sunset 4:23. Tomorrow, the sunrise 7:51, sunset 4:23. The next day, the sunrise 4:51, sunset 4:24. So it isn't much of a change, but there is a change. Yes, we are approaching that solstice, the shortest day of the year. The sunsets have already started getting a little bit later, but the sunrises continue to get later as we get into January. I have talked several times this year about how the months seem to go through a pattern where the first half and the second half are different. Will the second half be warmer than the first half this year? I don't know, but it looks like it could be going in that direction. We did have some temperatures back earlier in the month where we had over 30 degrees. Back on the 7th and the 8th, we were in the mid-30s both days. But then we had a lot of colder temperatures, sub-zero. But we also had sub-zero this week. I had, day before yesterday, I had minus 22 at my house. Yesterday, it was minus 10. So the temperatures, we'll see if there's going to be much of a change. The change that I am looking at is the amount of snowfall. Now, you said all sorts of things in your forecast. They're a wonderful forecast going all the way into mid-next week. But you did not mention anything about snow. So maybe we're not going to be getting any more snow for a while, and maybe that's going to be the change. We'll have to see. We've still got plenty out there. I was walking in the woods yesterday, and it is 18 to 20 inches of a snowpack. It is tough walking. So, yes, we still have plenty of snow, but maybe we were not going to get any more for a while. We are way above normal with the snowfall for the month, and even if we never got a single flake the rest of the month, we'd still be above normal. The seasonal snowfall total at this time is approaching 50 inches, which also is more than 20 inches above normal, but we've got a long way to go. Other things of note, besides being the solstice, this is also a time where we get to see the waning crescent moon when we get up in the morning in the eastern sky, and we had some great views this week of the waning quarter and waning gibbous moons, and we will be approaching the new moon coming up later. We are in for a very interesting treat coming up on the 28th. Look in the western sky at dusk, and you will see, now it's the 28th, so it's more than a week away, you will see the, not the waning, but the waxing crescent moon. Okay, right above that, you will see the planet Venus. Now, imagine that, the shape of the moon, and then the star above it that looks like a star. It's the planet Venus. And some astronomers are calling this a celestial semicolon. And I love semicolons. So, that's something to look forward to on the 28th. Perihelion is coming up shortly after New Year's. Perihelion is the time on our trip around the sun that we are the closest to the sun as we are in the entire trip. This is also a time of Christmas bird counts. There was a couple of Christmas bird counts since we last spoke. I'm not going to go through all the different birds that we're seeing, because the ones that I'm really watching very carefully this year are the finches. Finches are extremely low. Very few of them are around. Well, they did get shown up in the Christmas bird count. You get a bunch of people and get them out there to go look, and yeah, they are able to find some, but nothing in really big numbers. The big surprise is pine grosbeaks have not been counted at all in a couple of Christmas bird counts. Now, I haven't done a Christmas bird count yet. I'll be doing mine next week, and I'll be looking for these. So we'll see if the snow and the cold made a difference. Meanwhile, I've been watching the bird feeders here very carefully. It's interesting to always see the same ones showing up. You know, we have a tendency to think get complacent about the ones that are always there, but I really appreciate the regulars, the same seven that show up every day, and those are the songbirds. Along with them are the flock of turkeys. The turkeys have been varying a bit. This morning there was about 10 of them out there, and then occasionally get visits from things like pileated woodpecker. Had a purple finch, female purple finch one day, had four goldfinches another day, but I have not been seeing too much beyond that. There are lots of birds that never come to bird feeders, you know, the crows and the ravens, the barred owl. I've been seeing bald eagles almost every day. So there's plenty still going on out there. And of course, anytime we have a snow cover, we have many, many animal tracks. And I've been seeing them a lot. You know what this milder weather is going to do? It's going to make more of them moving around. And so it's going to be a good time to see different kinds of animal tracks. Yesterday when I was out, I found animal tracks of both the fisher and the mink, members of the weasel family that were moving over the snow. Coyotes, foxes, been out of hare, and cottontail rabbits both have been moving about. So the milder weather brings them out, and they'll keep moving around. I also think it's interesting to just get out and just take a look at the snow on the trees. It's been hanging there for quite a while, and it's just really a neat thing to see. We'll see what the milder weather does to that. So, Lisa, we may be in for a change. And in the next couple weeks, we'll see how the year ends with the weather. So, I have to say, pass this on. This has been an interesting year with weather. We set 2-month records of snowfall this year, 2019. February and May, both the snowiest ever. And that doesn't happen too many years. So, yes, we'll see how the year ends now coming up in the next 10 days. So, take care. Enjoy the solstice and all the other holidays.
Thank you so much, Larry. And, of course, your very favorite Christmas tune is on its way here Northland Morning. Because
I remember
these things.
You sure did.
These traditions are important, Larry. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, take care.
Larry Weber is our regular host for Backyard Almanac here on 103.3 KUMD.